There are certain re-words. Recapitulation. Republication. Tonight, we're doing the word re-stipulation. That's important. From the time of Genesis all the way to the end as it pertains to the covenant. To stipulate something, what does that mean?
Like expound it.
Okay.
Present it.
Present it. And when you put re on it?
Do it over and over again.
Yeah, do it again. Jesus Christ, the last Adam, restipulates on his part. Christ freely undertakes his mediatory office to redeem his elect. He says, "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart." Psalm 40, verses 6 to 8. So, delights to do his will. Did Adam delight to do his will?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then?
No.
No. Right? So he started and then said, no, I'm going to do it my own way. Jesus re-stipulates this particular idea. What goes in this?
Do this and live.
Thank you. Do this and live. Right? So all of the Bible, all of Scripture, deals with this particular idea. Adam was given the command to do this. And he was supposed to uphold it. Does the law bring life?
No.
You're wiggling. Some said yes, some said no. Does the law bring life?
It did. No.
No.
Did it?
No.
Well, even then,
can it?
It did not bring life. It cannot bring life now.
Can it?
To Jesus.
Jesus. Fulfilling
Christ,
it.
Through Christ's actions.
His works.
The law that was to bring, what's the next word?
Life.
Life. Can it?
Yes.
Does it?
No.
Why?
Because we're fallen.
Because of the fall. Adam wasn't fallen. He just picked a different way to go. Christ, in restipulating this, yes, I'll do it, delights to do his will. Christ commits to rely wholly on the Father in all affliction. I gave my back to the smiters, Isaiah 55:9. And I've set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand. I shall not be moved, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption, Psalm 16:8-10. So God makes... God's covenant is made with who?
Christ.
And?
His elect.
His elect. So really like this. We'll go like that. Does he make it with the elect?
No.
Only with the head.
All right, so he makes it with the head. So God's covenant is with Christ. And Christ is the head of the elect. God will recover his elect from sin and death to righteousness and eternal life. I'll put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10:16-17. Or by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans 5:19. Redemption was obtained by a few things. The price / sacrifice. Ye are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1:18-19. Redeemed. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Titus 2:14. Christ has redeemed. Galatians 3:13. Us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And applied by, we'll write these down. Conviction, conversion, regeneration, adoption, justification, abbreviated, and sanctification, abbreviated. Does Jesus have to do these things? Was he converted?
No.
No. Was he regenerated?
No.
Why do these things come into play? It comes into play because of redemption. Christ fulfills all of this in restipulating to God's covenant for the elect so that they get all of these things. Right? There's the circle. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Romans 8:30. To whom are the benefits given?
What?
The elect. So the benefits are specifically given to the elect. Go back. Just make it simple. Right? Here's the camp. Give me some ites. Jebusites. Amorites.
Canaanites. Hittites.
Amalekites.
Moabites.
Right? Here's the tabernacle. Here's Israel. Sacrifice takes place right there. Sins are transferred to the goat. It leaves the camp. Lamb slain, blood sprinkled. When he does that, who is it for?
Not the Jebusites.
Not the Jebusites. How about these guys? Not these guys? How about these guys? How about these guys? How about these guys? How about this?
Does he
love? Right?
Yeah.
Does he sow? Yes. Does he sow love? Who?
His people.
Did he love these guys and these guys and these guys and these guys and these guys? When that happened, these guys didn't get it? Why?
They weren't part of the covenant.
Okay. Not part of the covenant. Could they be part of the covenant and not get it?
I mean, if you're talking about...
The covenant children, sure.
What do we mean?
Yeah.
Trick question. Can they be part of the covenant and not get it?
Yes.
The out.
Yes.
You're out. Right? Okay. So, outward versus inward. Are the elect inward?
Yes.
Are the elect outward?
Yes.
Yes.
They're
both. Are outward people who are outwardly, they might come to church, they might sit, they might pray, they might do all those things, right? Okay. I will be his father and he shall be my son. God will be this to Christ, through Christ, to a seed. When God gives himself, he gives everything. The entirety. That's why Ephesians, when you look at Ephesians, you read Ephesians 1, it says that he has given us, the elect, he's given the entirety. It's specifically this. And I want you to tell me what the tricky is of it. The entirety of the spiritual blessing in Christ, in the Beloved, in what do you see here? The entirety of the spiritual blessing, that's what the Father gives all of the elect. Don't we want to do this?
Right.
All the spiritual blessings?
Yeah.
Okay, so why is it not that?
It's one thing. It's the entirety of it.
It's one whole thing. One thing. Jesus delights to do his will so that he fulfills this and restipulates that he will delightfully do such things so that the elect then, so that they can restipulate too. The just shall live by faith. The Father says to Abraham, walk before me and be blameless. Abraham says, no. He doesn't say no. So what does he say? He believes God, and it's credit to him for righteousness. So the restipulation of the act, or even of the things that they will later say about what God says, Mount Sinai, I'm the Lord, brought you out of the land of Egypt. So he gives the preface, then he gives the Ten Commandments. What did they say?
They agreed.
This is what they did.
They covenanted back.
Yes. They restipulated everything that he had said. We will do it. Right? He's telling them to do this. In and through him. And they restipulate back that they will do this. Right? Adam, in the covenant of works, how many sins?
One.
How many sins to blow it?
One.
Did the Israelites ever blow it?
Mm.
How many times?
Yes.
Like the whole Old Testament is how many times? Covenant of works is how many times?
One.
How many times did Moses blow it? Mm. How many times did the Israelites blow it? Is that the covenant of works? No. What they do is, in an evangelical manner, they restipulated back to God that they will keep his covenant and do this and live, and they blow it a million times, just like
us.
You. We always look back and we go, man, those guys, are they stupid? He's up on the mountain, and Aaron makes a calf. They haven't even got it yet. And he makes a calf. They're always blowing it. We're always blowing it.
They can't help it.
They can't help it. But they restipulate that they will help it. They say to him, we will do all that you've said. Should we say that?
Yes.
Should we say that?
Yes.
Yes, right? Now Jesus does it, and he fulfills it all. Faith in Christ is required for partaking in the covenant blessings, righteousness, life, and God as their God. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he sent, John 6:29. All of these things fall under that particular category, which he delivers to them in fulfilling this, so that they too can restipulate to do this by doing these things or seeing these things as evident in their life. This is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. 1 John 3:23. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Acts 16:31. So to reject Christ and not go down that path is to remain under judgment. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:16. But the promises are tied to faith. Right in here. The promises are tied to faith. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sin. Acts 10:43. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. God so loved the world that everyone who believeth in him should not perish or specifically Greeking it out, the believing ones. The whole idea of the whosoever is an old English adage to mean that idea, the believing ones, whosoever. It doesn't mean that everyone will or that everyone has the ability to. It just means anyone that does. It's a participle. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So to walk worthy of Christ in covenant mercies, according to the gospel, requires this fellow to do everything for these people according to this. What covenant does he fulfill? The covenant of works. So he fulfills works so that the covenant of
grace
will be available to these fellows. Not by merit, but as befit such grace. Paul prays that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful, increasing, strengthened with all might. Colossians 1:10-11. Walking, worthy walking, includes repentance and new obedience. Repentance, a change from sin to righteousness, and new obedience. All that the Lord hath said we will do, and be obedient. This is Israel saying it to Moses in Exodus 24. What will they be? They're promised to be God's people. It's an interesting thing that the Westminster Confession has that as one of the smallest paragraphs in the whole thing. And all of the confession. It's a little paragraph, but it's a section all its own on adoption. Because adoption is important in the sense of being translated into God's family through what he did. What will they be? God's people. They give God all they are. That's this. What are we to love God with?
Heart, soul, strength, and mind.
Some?
All.
Really?
You.
All?
You.
Right? We will do all that you have said. That's what they're saying. Right? Moses lives as evangelically as we do, as did Abraham. It's an interesting thing. Why does Paul not use Paul as the father of our faith? Or Peter? Or Matthew? Why does he use Abraham? They give God all they are. They give all they have. Possessions, times, relationship, gifts. They offer all they can do. They advance his gospel. They defend his church. They support his ordinances. They endure all that they must. Crosses, mockings, martyrdom. And if needs be, they loved not their lives even to death. Revelation 12:11. Some of this seems repetitive a little as we go over it. But as we go over it, you see the chain occurring. Because everything builds on top of each other. We'll continue the next part next time.